with Dr. Jen Brown from Indiana, and she's going to talk to us about laboratory investigation of patients diagnosed with babesiosis and Lyme disease, Indiana 2016.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me. We're going to start with a crash course for all of you in clinical and laboratory characteristics of babesiosis and Lyme disease. Babesiosis is a parasitic disease characterized by intra-erythrocytic protozoa in the genus Babesia. The most common infections in the United States are caused by Babesia microti. The spectrum of illness of babesiosis ranges from asymptomatic infection to nonspecific flu-like symptoms to severe illness characterized by shock, DIC, multi-organ failure, and death. The National Surveillance Case Definition for babesiosis includes both subjective and objective clinical criteria. Subjective criteria include chills, sweats, headache, myalgia, and arthralgia, and the objective criteria are fever, hemolytic anemia, and thrombocytopenia. Confirmatory laboratory evidence for a diagnosis of babesiosis includes visual identification of organisms inside red blood cells and polymerase chain reaction, or PCR. A single indirect fluorescent antibody, or IFA, titer of 1 to 256 or higher is considered supportive laboratory evidence in cases where transfusion-associated transmission is not suspected. A patient must have at least one of the objective or subjective criteria plus confirmatory laboratory evidence to be classified as a confirmed case. A patient must have at least one of the objective criteria plus supportive laboratory evidence to be classified as a probable case in situations where transfusion-associated transmission is not suspected. Lyme disease is caused by spirochete bacteria in the genus Borrelia, and most human cases in the United States are caused by the organism Borrelia burgdorferi. Early clinical manifestations of Lyme disease can include an erythema migrans, or EM, rash, sometimes accompanied by nonspecific flu-like symptoms. If not treated in its early stages, later manifestations of Lyme disease can include intermittent arthritis characterized by swelling in the large joints, inflammatory neurologic presentations, and carditis accompanied by conduction defects. Lyme disease testing is conducted in a two-tiered fashion, where the first step is an enzyme immunoassay, or EIA, or an IFA. Patients with positive or equivocal results with one of these tests are then tested by IgM and IgG Western blot. Two-tiered testing with a positive IgM Western blot is considered laboratory evidence of infection, provided that the specimen was collected within 30 days of the onset of symptoms. Single-tiered or two-tiered IgG positive Western blots are considered laboratory evidence of infection, regardless of the timing of specimen collection. The appearance of an EM rash is considered sufficient evidence to meet the confirmed case definition in patients who've had exposure to ticks in states with high incidence of Lyme disease, defined as at least 10 cases per 100,000 population per year. Patients without a history of exposure to ticks in a high incidence state must have laboratory evidence of infection in order to be classified as confirmed or probable cases. The causative agents of babesiosis and Lyme disease are transmitted by the same tick species, Ixodes scapularis, which is known to be present in most Indiana counties. Indiana is classified as a low-incidence state for Lyme disease, with 1.3 cases per 100,000 population per year during 2011 to 2015. However, there is a focus of increased incidence in the northwest corner of the state. Babesiosis is rare in Indiana, with only one probable case reported during 2011 to 2015 in an immunocompromised resident of Northwest Indiana. In June of 2016, a physician practicing in Northwestern Indiana notified us of 8 babesiosis cases and a high incidence of Lyme disease among patients in his practice. He was concerned about babesiosis being an overlooked co-infection for his many patients with Lyme disease. The 8 patients had recently tested positive for B. microti, IgM, or IgG antibodies by EIA, which is not considered a confirmatory test for a diagnosis of babesiosis. During the call, the physician provided other information indicating that he was not adhering to the national guidance for diagnosis and treatment of these diseases. We were skeptical that an outbreak of either disease was occurring in this population, but did feel that an investigation was warranted given the increased incidence of Lyme disease in his practice area. We chose to conduct a laboratory investigation of this group of patients. The physician selected 14 patients with reportedly representative clinical presentations for reference testing at CDC. Among these were 5 of the 8 patients who had initially tested positive for B. microti antibodies by EIA. Blood specimens were collected at the end of June 2016. The signs and symptoms reported on the test requisition forms were reviewed and compared with the clinical criteria specified in the National Surveillance Case Definitions. Specimens were tested for B. microti by light microscopy, PCR, and IFA, and they were tested for Borrelia burgdorferi by whole cell soniquate and C6 peptide EIAs, followed by IgM and IgG Western blots. Patients resided in 7 counties in northwestern Indiana, as you can see here. The physician's practice was centrally located within this group of counties. Illness onsets ranged from July 2015 to June 2016, with the majority of patients having onset over 1 month prior to specimen collection at the end of June 2016. The physician reported subjective, nonspecific symptoms in the majority of patients. The symptoms reported that were most consistent with babesiosis or Lyme disease included fatigue, myalgia, sweats, headache, and arthralgia. Other reported signs and symptoms included heart palpitations, brain fog, shortness of breath, air hunger, rash, anxiety, chest pain, seizures, wheezing, mood swings, depression, blurred vision, sound and light sensitivity, numbness, and insomnia. Objective clinical criteria consistent with babesiosis or Lyme disease were rarely reported. Fever and anemia, which are consistent with acute babesiosis, were reported in 2 different patients, one with onset in July 2015 and the other with onset in August 2015. No objective criteria consistent with Lyme disease were reported. The most commonly reported medications were hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil and etovaquone proguanil or Malarone. Treatment with a large number of other antimicrobials and antiparasitics was reported. The median number of medications per patient was 3, with a range of 1 to 6. And finally, here are our laboratory results. 2 patients had B. microti titers of 1 to 64 by IFA. Recall that patients must have titers of 1 to 256 or higher to meet our National Surveillance Case Definition. One of these patients reportedly had onset of sweats, myalgia, and arthralgia in June of 2016, but had no objective clinical criteria for babesiosis. The other reportedly had a fever in addition to headache, myalgia, and arthralgia, but with onset in July 2015, which was 11 months prior to blood collection. One patient had a positive Lyme C6 EIA, but this patient had negative IgM and IgG Western blots, so did not meet our case definition. Western blot testing would not normally be recommended for the other 13 patients because they all had negative EIA screening tests. However, we conducted IgM and IgG Western blot testing anyway for investigational purposes, and all were negative. None of the patients in this investigation met national surveillance case definitions for babesiosis or Lyme disease, leading us to conclude that an outbreak was not occurring in this group of patients. Most patients were receiving multiple medications for diagnoses that were not supported by reference laboratory testing at CDC. 2 patients in this investigation did have laboratory evidence of exposure to Babesia microti, the timing and geographic location of which could not be determined, leaving open the possibility that this pathogen is present in ticks in northwestern Indiana. This laboratory-based investigation is subject to several limitations. First, while we instructed the physician to select a representative sample of patients with acute illness, he ended up selecting patients with reported onsets of up to 11 months prior to blood collection. Restricting our investigation to patients with acute illness would have maximized the probability that we could have detected an outbreak. Second, the clinical information provided in the test requisition forms were limited and were not verified by patient interviews or chart review. It was therefore not possible to definitively determine whether or not individual patients were receiving appropriate medical treatment. Finally, epidemiologic data and convalescent titers were not collected on the two patients with low positive titers for B. microti, preventing us from determining the timing or the geographic location of their exposures. This investigation provides an excellent opportunity to review some key points with regard to the diagnosis of tick-borne diseases. First, careful selection of patients for testing can improve the predictive value of positive tests, and this is especially important for physicians practicing in lower incidence states for these diseases. Diagnoses of babesiosis and Lyme disease are best considered for patients with possible tick exposure who have compatible acute illnesses by subjective and objective clinical criteria. Finally, ISDH recommends that patients for whom these diseases are suspected be diagnosed and treated according to guidelines promulgated by the Infectious Diseases Society of America. I'd like to conclude by thanking the colleagues listed here for their contributions to the investigation. Thank you very much.